here and there. I just say praise God for a Cambridge Bible that has the pronunciation key in there. That's what I like. Amen. So praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 5 is where we are. The first 2,000 years and beyond is what we're going to be looking at for this block. Genesis chapter 5 verse 1. The Bible says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own image, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years. He begot sons and daughters, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died." Now, he would qualify for our Young at Heart ministry, I would say, wouldn't you? Amen? All right. And he died there. Verse 6. "And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived, after he begat Enos, 807 years, and begot sons and daughters, and all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begot Cainan. And Enos lived, after he begot Cainan, 815 years, and begot sons and daughters, and all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Cainan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. And Cainan lived, after he begot Mahalalel, 840 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Cainan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived, after he begot Jared, 830 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived in 162 years, and he begot Enoch. Jared lived, after he begot Enoch, 800 years, and begot sons and daughters. All the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God, after he begot Methuselah, 300 years, and begot sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived, after he begot Lamech, 782 years, begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Lamech lived 182 years, and begot a son. He called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived, after he begot Noah, 595 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Let's pray real quick. Father in heaven, we thank you, dear Lord, for all that you've done. Do thank you for this time, this day, this Bible study that you've given us. Pray that you bless it, Lord God, to our hearts and our ears. In Jesus Christ's glorious name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I need to make a quick note real quick in my Bible here, something I just saw just a moment ago. And then we'll get started here, if you will, real quick. So there we are. Done. All right, here we are. Now, what we want to look at is the first 2,000 years, and here's how we're going to look at this. It's going to be a little bit different at first, and then I'm going to superimpose it into years. Now, we know that when we use our calendar system, that before Christ, we understand that that is referred to as B.C., and then we have A.D., which is Annos Domini, in the year of our Lord, after the birth of Christ, or after the time of Christ. Now, it is believed Jesus Christ was born in 4 B.C., of course, and was crucified in 29 A.D., being 33 and one-half years old. So when we begin to look at the timeline today, the timeline is actually going to start at about 4004 B.C., but we're going to look at it differently at first. We're making the zero mark the creation of Adam, the creation of man. And this will be the distinguishing mark of the first day, first year of mankind on this earth. So what I want to do, we've already read Genesis chapter 5. We're going to go through two millennia of people And I'm going to go very slow because all of this is didactic. All of this is going to be on a chart on the screen. We will not cross-reference many verses. We're not going to leave Genesis 5 today. And so it's all going to be up here on the screen so that we can thoroughly understand where we are. And then we will flip the page and superimpose it to a calendar time. So starting out, we're year zero, if you will. And then we'll flip over and go to the actual year, as in 4004. Does that make sense? So in other words, our time frame will be ascending like this, meaning the 333rd year, okay, rather than year 333. Does that make sense to this morning? Okay, Pastor Ellis used to teach us like this, and I remember it took me about 10 minutes to really gather where he was, because he was teaching it in the year methodology rather than the calendar year methodology, and it was a bit confusing. So I wanted to make sure I explained that thoroughly up front as I began to go through the chart that I put together. And I'm hoping all my transitions will convert over. I went through it several times yesterday. Looks like it was. Let's go to advanced, Denise. And we have an advanced remote here. Just hit the right button. There we are. We've got a white screen. So this is nothing. All right. This is before creation. I'm kidding. It was actually dark. Go ahead one more time. Let's see what we have here. Pop up. There we go. There's the birth of the church. Now we have all of our list of our names here that are mentioned. Now, guys, we understand, as the Bible says several times, and begat sons and daughters and sons and daughters and sons and daughters. So one of the temptations that we're going to have this morning is that we're going to want to say, well, why are these the only ones listed? Who are the other sons and who are the other daughters? Don't know. Okay, I'm just going to be honest with you. I do know this: at the end of this 2,000 some odd years, there's only 8 people left. So maybe that's why their names aren't listed, rather than use up the majority of the book of Genesis and listing the rest of the other names. But it is the lineage. Remember this: if you study the genealogy in the book of Luke, who is a Gentile, when he wrote the book of Luke, his genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ goes back to Adam, where Matthew's does not. And that's a difference. It's more Gentile-leaning. So go forward once. We're going to look at Adam real quick, and I want to give you the idea of what you have on this chart. There is no blue here yet because Adam was not born. Okay. So when you see the other graphs here in just a minute, you're going to see a blue level. That blue level means it didn't take that long for them to be born. That's the amount of time that the previous person lived before they were born, and at that end of that blue mark is when that person was born. And obviously this is the span of their life, and once the green ends, man, you're done. Okay, so Adam was created in year zero. Go ahead. He's created in year zero, and he lived to be 930 years. Go ahead one more, Denise. That one must have I don't have a zero. That's my fault. So we have Adam from zero to 930. 930th year of the existence of mankind. So I'm going to stress that a few times here this morning as we go through this chart, so you understand that this is not 930 AD or 930 BC, because remember, time descends per the calendar in the BC mold. All right, so year zero, if you will, or the day of creation, is where Adam would start, all the way to the year 930th years. 800 years after the birth of Seth, we find is when Adam died. So in year 130, so you see here now, here's Seth. This is his son. Now, here's the other interesting matter. Cain is not mentioned. We know that Cain was not killed. A mark was put upon him, and he was out there building cities and doing all these things that were going on while all this is happening. Okay? So Cain was there. We know that Cain slew Abel. But the third son of Adam that is listed that we find is Seth. He was born in the 130th year of the existence of mankind, the 130th year. And he lived 905 years, which puts his death, go ahead, Denise, at the 1142nd year. 1042nd year. I was a line ahead of myself there. So here's what we have. Seth lived all of this time up to the 1,402nd year of the existence of mankind. Now, Seth is the daddy of Enos. He begat in the 235th year. Go ahead. In the 235th year, Enos was born. All right, so here's the trend that I really want everybody to capture here, is notice the overlapping lives. Okay? We have Enos is who? The grandson of Adam. Adam is the one that's created. Now imagine this. We have no idea the number or population of the people in the world now, but it's believed to be in the multiple of thousands upon the earth. Many, many, many people upon the earth by the 235th year of mankind. Adam, the person that was created, the one that was created, him and Eve, in the image of God, and the one that fell, the one that transgressed the law of God, the only commandment that he was given, he's still alive when his grandson here, 235 years later, and he lives 930 years from the time of creation. So in the 235th year, the grandson is born. He lives, if you'll go ahead, all the way to the 1140th year of the existence of mankind. So that's how long he lives. When you look at 1,000+ years, there's really, a couple hundred years of being without your granddaddy, that may be like two years to us. You follow me? Okay? All right. So Enos is born in the 235th year. He passes away in the 1140th year. Now Canaan is his son in the 325th year of the existence of mankind. Canaan is born. All right? 325th year. So everybody's following the pattern of the chart thus far from Genesis chapter 5. Okay? 325th year. He lives all the way up until the 1235th year of mankind. Notice the trend here. Notice the overlapping ideas. Guess who's still alive when Canaan is born? Well, Adam's still alive. Seth's still alive. Enos is still alive. All this whole time. So the great-great-grandson of the man that was created, the man that brought sin into the world, if you will, because of his disobedience to God, he's still alive when his great-grandson's here. So we'll go to his son, Mahalalel, who was born in the 395th year of, you can say he had children when he was young compared to his predecessors there. Mahalalel lived 895 years, dying in the year 1290. Sorry, the 1290th year. Sorry, I hope that doesn't confuse anyone really trying to make it not do so. The 1290th year. Notice the trend here, guys, still. Mahalalel, the great-great-grandson of Adam. Guess who's still alive while Mahalalel is living? Adam. Guess what Mahalalel and Seth and Enos and Canaan are all able to listen to? First-hand account of what God did for Adam. First-hand account of the 6 days of creation that God bore witness upon and told Adam what to do. First-hand account, guys. See, people say, well, how in the world can the Bible be true? Notice this. Now, for those that have grown up in the valleys, that have that saw whales when it was at its top production of coal mining and steel working, you can go back and you remember the dads and the granddads and maybe even the great-granddads coming out of the pits or coming out of the steel mills and coming home and telling you what it was like. And boy, this is how hard it was, and this is how, you know, this and this. Telling you all first-hand account of what happened in the pit or what happened in the steel mill, right? And then your granddad or your dad may have told you that, and then you told your grandchildren, your children that. Then you tell your grandchildren all the while. Let's just imagine that great-granddad's still alive and still working in the steel mill along with his son and with his grandson. First-hand account of what goes on in the coal mine. Now, today, here we are. We fast forward X amount of years, and we have a handful of people now that worked in the mines or worked in the steel mills. And then we have a generation afterwards that's never worked in the coal mine, never worked in the steel mill. Then a generation after them that's never, had a job, much for that matter, but never, you know, worked in the coal mines, worked in the steel mills. And you know what happens? What can happen very easily is what it was like working in the coal mines, working in the steel mills, that just comes a thing of the past. And it has become a thing of the past today. But people they're not experiencing firsthand account of what's going on. Firsthand reports of how it was anymore, because that generation is passing and passing and passing. So you end up losing things in transition, if you will. Just in these few generations here, we see how the perfect knowledge of what happened in the first 6 days of creation. Of course, Adam was created on the sixth day, but God gave him the account of what happened. Gave him the account of, of, of how he created things in all 6 days, and how the record is passed down beautifully and perfectly. Of course, we understand God promised to preserve his word. Now, Mahalalel lived 1200, up into the 1200th and 90th year, lived 895 years, and he begat a son by the name of Jared. Jared was born in the 460th year of mankind. Now, notice we see how long people are living, but at the same time, we see when they're born here, there's not a great separation. 130 years here, 235, 325, 395, 460. So in the 460th year of mankind, Jared is born. He lived 962 years. That's a long time. And he died in the 1422nd year of mankind, of the existence of mankind. Now, we're going to get to his son, who was born in the year 622. Sorry, I said it again, didn't I? The 622nd year of mankind. Now I know why I got confused when Pastor Ellis used to teach it. So here we got 622 years of mankind's existence, of their life, the earth's existence on here. And this man by the name of Enoch is born. Enoch never died. Enoch lived 365 days on this earth and was raptured. Go ahead and give me one more there, Denise. So he was raptured 365 years after his existence. Now, if you will, look in your Bible in verse 21 of Genesis chapter 5. And the Bible says, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah." Verse 22, "And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." He never died. He did not die, but he was raptured up. Now what happens with Enoch is Enoch becomes a picture of the local New Testament. He becomes a picture of the local body of Christ. He becomes a picture of the church. Now that's typology. That's not doctrine, but that is typology. But in the timeline that you see, in the years of the existence of mankind, you can superimpose, you can overlay the existence of the local New Testament church and how it operates, and with the taking away of Enoch, for he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And then we're going to find here in just a minute when we get down to his great-great-grandson, Noah, why it's important to understand Enoch. Why it's important to understand Enoch. 65 years later, he begot a child, came forth by the name of Methuselah. That was in the year, 687th year. Methuselah is the longest living man, longest living person in the Bible. Notice, if you will, he died in the 1656th year. Now, if you are taking notes, this is a very important year, and we'll see that here in just a moment. The 1656th year. He is the son of Enoch, who was taken, who was raptured, and he is also the great-grandfather of a man named Noah. But his son, in the 874th year of existence, is named Lamech, and that's who's brought forth is Lamech here. He is born into this world. We find that here in verse 25. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. So he lived a long time. Lamech, his son, actually did not even live as long as he did. He died in 1651. And I know this right here, this chart is going past there. Don't let that mess you up there. That really happened because of the I used a format to produce this, an Excel-type sheet, spreadsheet. So Lamech actually died before his dad did. He died in the 1651st year of the existence, lived 777 years on this earth. But he begot a son by the name of Noah in the 1056th year of the existence of mankind. Now, Noah lived 950 years, okay? 950 years, which takes him all the way up to the 2006th year of his existence. But at the age of 600, Noah was 600 years old when the flood happened. Genesis chapter 6 was the 1656th year of the existence of mankind. Okay? You say, well, man, preacher, why is that so important? Here's what I want you to see first before we get into the flood. I want you to notice that Adam was still alive. Here's Adam, the created person who was created in the image of God until he fell. Adam was still living when Lamech was born. Adam didn't die until the 930th year of the existence of mankind. Lamech was born in the 874th year. So now get this in your mind. The population of the earth has grown exponentially over these 2,000 years. 1,656 years before the flood, I should say. And yet the first man that was created, the only one that was created, the created Son of God, if you will, still alive up until the one generation before the flood comes. All right, this is Lamech is the father of Noah, from where the flood would come, the Noachian flood, a man that would do the preaching, the man that would do all of these things, the grandson of Adam, the first man on earth, Enos, was alive when the man Noah would begin to preach about the flood. Go advance one more time, Nisa, let's see what we have here. All right, so that's the 206th year of Noah right there. That's when he dies, okay? So at the age of 600 is where the flood occurs. And go ahead and hit one more time. I think we go to another chart. Yeah, you know, back up for me just once. I want to finish up a couple little things on this thought here. Back up, babe. Okay, just all right. Go ahead and go to the third slide. One, two. Right, you're gonna have to go through all of them. All right. So anyway, while she's going through that, I'll mention a few things. The key that I want us to understand in all of this chart, and while we're looking at it in the manner that we are in the number of years of existence of mankind, is because I want you to see the overlapping evidence, the overlapping existence of these generations that continue to be around. So, in other words, again, you have Adam alive while Lamech is living. You have Enos still alive when Noah, the man of God, begins to preach on the flood. We're going to look at that here in just a moment after we can get through all of these real quick. So,
sorry, I'm hitting the button.
I know, but don't hit it too many times. Just hit it once each time. You're fine. That's my fault. I didn't speed those things up. But this did take quite a bit of time. And just to let you know, guys, I'll do printouts on these and give them to you. I saw Carol taking a picture back there. And, I'll do a printout for it. I didn't do it. Here's why I didn't do a printout before class. I didn't do a printout before class because here's what happens when you do a printout before class. Everybody looks down at it, and there it goes. All right, go forward one to the next slide. There we are. All right, give me a hit one more time, see if we can pull it up. One more time. All right. Now we're going to look at it in a matter of years. And I took you through the first 206 years of the existence of mankind. So now we're going to flip over to the calendar version of it. Now I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. More than likely, 4004 BC may not be perfectly accurate, but I can guarantee you this. It's not going to be off by many years or months, or if off at all, for that matter. I will say this, and this probably will ruffle feathers with quite a few people. The earth is not millions of years old. It is not any more than 6,000 years old, hands down. There is no way that it is. Mankind was not... I personally don't... I'm not a gap theorist. I don't believe in a pre-Adamic, you know, antediluvian race that was here on the earth that God wiped out in a flood. The verses that are typically used are saying that there was a flood before the creation of Adam. If you look at them and read them, I think they all coincide with the Noachian flood of Genesis chapter 6. So I'm not a gap theorist. I don't believe that. I know there's many people that are. I have friends that are. No harm, no foul. Nothing against that at all. But I'm not a gap theorist. I don't believe the Bible is a gap theorist. I don't believe in theories. I believe in absolutes, and that's what the Scripture is. So 404 BC, if you are 4004 BC, what would be the creation of Adam? Go ahead and advance, Denise. And we'll go through this one a little bit quicker than we can. putting his death at 3074 B.C. So the birth of Seth, superimposing his year of creation, would be... kick it. The year 3874 B.C., placing his death to... you don't have to write this down, babe. I'm going to give everybody printouts, okay? Right. You just hit the button, sweet pea. 2962 B.C. Bless her heart. She's over here trying to take notes and hit the button for me, and I appreciate that, but I'm going to give you guys printouts, all right? Enos would have been born in... just keep going. Enos would have been born in 3769 B.C., placing his death at 2864 B.C. Cain and his son would have been born in 3682 B.C., placing his death at 2769 B.C. Now, Mahalalel, we're just going to roll with it all the way down. 3609 B.C. would have been his birth. 2714 B.C. would be his death. Jared would be 3544 B.C., placing his death at 2582 B.C. Now, Enoch, his birth would have been here, 3382 B.C. However, he would have been raptured, and I didn't put the date down here on that, but it's 365 years later. So do the math on it. It was just something I did not put on there. So when you understand that Methuselah was born when Enoch was 65 years old, he lived another 300 years on this earth, and then God took him out. He was raptured. The word rapture, by definition, means catching away. As God took him, the Bible says that God took him, okay? The catching away of the bride of Christ. 365 years he would have lived. 300 years after the birth of Methuselah. How many people have ever heard the phrase, man, he's old as Methuselah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it comes from. So Methuselah is born in the year 3317 B.C., and he lives all the way to the year 2358 B.C. Now, what's going to be significant that happens in the year 2358 B.C.? Let's go to Lamech again. I'll let you think on that one. 3130 B.C. would be the birth of Lamech, the son of Methuselah. Of course, he died 777 years later, and it's obviously, disregard the chart level. 2353 B.C. dies 5 years before his son does. So now we come to Noah. Noah's born in 2948 B.C. Now, I asked you just a moment ago, what was significant about 2358 B.C.? If we go to our next one there, this is when the flood happens. 2358 B.C. That's the year that it happens when you calculate it according to Genesis chapter 5 based on a start year of 4004 B.C. Okay? Go to the next one. I have something else I want to show you here. Here's what's interesting. Okay, so 1998 B.C. is when the death of Noah would have occurred. 300 plus years, obviously, after his after the flood occurred. He was 600 years old when the flood occurred. So 1998 B.C. would be the year that Noah died. Next week, when we begin to look at events in these years, even secular events, and once when we take that chart and get into the life of Noah and begin to show things that were going on in the latter lives of Noah and in the growth of mankind, there are things that are going on in the timeline of mankind that we have in the Bible that's going on in society. You know, we'll see during the life of Abraham and the life of Job, you'll see other dynasties that are formed that you read about in world history. You'll see all of those things. You'll see all kinds of neat deals, the construction of certain events. Go to your next slide, Denise. I want you to see this. Bam. So, the year 2468 B.C. is when Noah begins to preach that the flood is coming. He preached for 120 years. Go ahead and hit one more slide for me. There we go. He preached for 120 years until the flood came. Now here's what's interesting to that, guys. Go up your time chart here and find who was people who were still living and people that were alive when the preaching of the flood began. What is amazing about this thing is that we find that all the way up into, you know, the life of Enoch, we know that it was preached there. We know that these lives that were going on, these people that were alive, 2468 is when the preaching of the flood occurred, 120 years. Now, here's what's interesting. Methuselah. Methuselah is the granddad of Noah, all right? He's the granddad of Noah. His great-granddaddy is Enoch. Enoch was raptured because he walked with God. He was a man of God. 365 years he lived on this earth, and then the Lord took him up. Enoch, at the age of 65, has Methuselah and decides to name him Methuselah. Now, why is that important? Methuselah was named, was given his name by his father because it is actually tells of a coming judgment upon this earth. It's a two-part, his name is a two-part two-part word, compound word with a definition. Muth, M-U-T-H, means death. Means death. Shelach, or Salia, his latter two names, comes from the Hebrew word Shelach. I'm probably mispronouncing that just slightly. Means to bring or to send forth. So when you put his name together, Methuselah, his name means his death shall bring forth. His death shall bring forth, or his death shall send forth. Meaning, what is his death going to bring forth? Well, my personal belief, I know for a fact, according to the Holy Scriptures, that the flood happened the same year Methuselah died. But I even go as far, I honestly believe that when he took his last breath, I believe the rain started to fall. You say, well, why do you believe that, preacher? Because I believe the Bible. I believe it. I believe it's perfect. His death shall bring forth. So what is interesting and what is very notable about the life of Methuselah, the name that he has, is that it shall bring forth the flood. So he's still alive. Methuselah's living here. He's living here when, you know, of course, when Lamech and when Noah is there. All these years he lives, he hears the preaching of the coming flood. He understands his own name, that his death shall bring forth. He understands these things and he sees this coming judgment. Now, out of all of these years and the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that were born and that were brought forth and populating the world to fill the world up with people, only eight of them will survive. Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. Okay? Obviously, Shem, Ham, and Japheth's mother. And the boys' wives. And so we're going to see in the upcoming weeks the population of the world through those three men. Every race on the face of the planet comes from one of those three men. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. In the Scripture, you say, well, preacher, how do you know that? It's in the Scripture. We see the direction that they leave. We see the direction that they go. And you see the continents and you see the lands. You see them populated. We even talk about the days of Peleg. He said, how in the world, how could a Shemites make it all the way over to North America? Well, we're gonna look at that. You're going to see in the days of Peleg when the earth was divided. Okay, you'll see how clearly it is and how simple it is to understand and just believe the Word of God. When they broke into their separate directions, and then the Lord separated even the continents itself to move them about. You say, well, how is that a Shemite? Shemites, North American Indians would be what they would call Indians. That's kind of a misnomer given by Christopher Columbus because he landed in the wrong place and thought he was somewhere else. How they're Shemites. They come from the descendants of Shem. Same with the Asiatics, same with the Jewish people, same with the Arabs. They come from Shem. They're descendants of Shem. And we will see all of that in the upcoming weeks here this morning. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut it down for now. And so go ahead and shut that down, and then I'll shut this recording, and we'll open up for a time of devotion. I mean, questions and answers.